Today's daf is Horios Daf Yud. We are starting the third parak of Maseches Horios. We are at Daf Tesam and Beis, beginning of the third parak. So says the Mishnah, Kohen Mashiach Shechata ve'achar kach avar mimishichuso. Let's say the Kohen Gadol does an Aveira, and then he's no longer the Kohen Gadol. He loses the job as the Kohen Gadol. V'chei nasi shechata ve'achar kach avar migaduso. And the same is true if someone is a Melech, and he does an Aveira, and then he loses the job as Melech. He's no longer the Melech. So the question is, does he bring the special, unique Karban that the Kohen Gadol and that the Melech bring or not? So Kohen Mashiach may be par, but Nasi may be sayer. So the Mishnah says, yes, absolutely, the Kohen Mashiach still brings the par Kohen Mashiach, and the Nasi still brings a special sayer of a Nasi. They certainly bring those Karbanos because at the time that they did the Aveira, they were in those positions, even though they no longer maintain those positions. Now, in terms of what's the case the Mishnah is speaking about when a Kohen Gadol does an Aveira, when a Kohen Gadol's Avar Mimshichuso, what does it mean, he's Avar Mimshichuso? So the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayis and in Hilchos Shagagos, Perek Tezvav, Halacha Zayin, basically says as follows, that we're talking about a Kohen that was Avar Mimshichuso Machmas Mum Kavua Shenafal Bo. He got a mum, he developed some sort of blemish that disqualified him from serving as the Kohen Gadol. Oh, Shehiskin! Or maybe the Rambam says he got too old. Nothing terrible happened to him. It was just a normal physical blemish that he got, or something that he became too old. And therefore he's not Roy Lavoda. That's the kind of person we're talking about. The Ravid, however, says that we're talking about a Melech and a Kohen, that the Shamelech Vakan Silku as a Kohen a Mashiach mitafkido machmas shesarach b'ma'asav, that he lost the job because he lost the job, not because he just aged out, but because he did something terrible and he was no longer qualified to represent the Jewish people as the Kohen Gadol, and that's the case that we're talking about, that he's Avar Mimishichu, so that he loses the job as the Kohen Gadol. So the Chazanish explains, what are they arguing about? They're arguing, if you're Mesalik a Kohen from his position, whether Batla Kedushaso Legamri, does he entirely lose his Kedusha, and he's like a Kohen Hedyot completely? And he says, that's what the Rambam would hold, and therefore the Rambam does not say that they were Mesalik him, that they fired him, because if in fact they had fired him, then he would have a full din of a Kohen Hedyot. He wouldn't have a din of a Kohen Gadol at all. But the Ravid holds that even when he's fired from his job because of something that he did wrong, the Kedushas Mishichaso, the fact that he has this extra level of Kedusha as a result of him being anointed once upon a time as a Kohen Gadol, is not Paka, does not totally disappear, and therefore the Ravid says that we're even speaking in that case. Kal v'chomer, obviously, in a case where he just aged out, of course then he would still bring the special Karban after he's no longer the Kohen Gadol, but even in a case, says the Ravid, where he was fired as a result of his misbehaviors. Fine, so that's the ratio of the Mishnah. He does the Avera while he's a Kohen Gadol, while he's the Nasi, and then he's no longer the Kohen Gadol Nasi, but at the time that he brings the Karban, he still brings the special Karbanos. Says the Mishnah, second Halacha, what about the following situation? Mashiach Sha'avar Mim Shichuso V'achar Kachata. What if he was the Kohen Gadol? He is no longer the Kohen Gadol, and once he's no longer the Kohen Gadol, that's when he does the Avera. V'chein Anasi Shavar Migaduso V'achar Kachata. Or a Nasi that was the Melech and did not sin while he was the Melech, he's no longer the Melech, and then he sinned. So then there's a difference between the Kohen and the Melech. Kohen, Mashiach, Bevipar. The Kohen, even though the very sin was after he's no longer the Kohen Gadol, still brings a par, va'nasi ka'hedyot, but the Nasi is treated completely like a Hedyot. The Nasi, who's no longer the Nasi, is completely considered like a Hedyot. The Rambam explains that the Kedushas Kohen HaMashiach, that's Novea Mimishichaso B'Shemen, that emerges from the fact that he was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, does not disappear on its own. And even if he got a mum, or he gets older, that din of being a Mashuach stays with him forever, and therefore, he's always going to have the din of a karban of a Kohen Gadol. And that's the din of a Kohen Gadol. But by a Nasi, it's not so. The Nasi, all his entire Maila is that he is currently ruling over the people. The entire Maila of the Melech is his ability to control the people. That's what causes his Karban to be different. The Makar of his Karban is a pasuk that says, Va'asa achas b'kol mitzvos Hashem Elokav, and we darshan that someone who only has Hashem Elokav al gabav, someone who practically only has HaKadosh Baruch Hu to answer to, has nobody else that he has to answer to. As soon as the Nasi is no longer the Nasi, he does have somebody else to answer to. The new real melech. He has to answer to. He has to answer to lots of people. He's just a regular guy. He's a citizen now. So therefore, he no longer has that special status. As opposed to the Kohen Gadol, it's the Mashiach that does it for him, and the Mashiach stays with him for his entire life. That's the difference between the Kohen Gadol and the Nasi. Says the Gemara, Hashti Yesh Lamar Avar Mimashichuso Vachar Kachata Mevipar. So if you're going to tell me that the guy, the Kohen Gadol, only does the Avera after he's no longer the Kohen Gadol, he still brings the carbon of the Kohen Gadol, meaning once you tell me the Seifa of the Mishnah, that even if the entire episode beginning with the sin only happens after he was no longer the Kohen Gadol, do you then need to tell me that if he did the Avera while he's the Kohen Gadol and then lost the job, that in that case also he brings a special carbon of the Kohen Gadol? Of course he does. If even when he did the Avera after he was no longer the Kohen Gadol, he brings the carbon of a Kohen Gadol. Kal v'chomer when he did the Avera while being the Kohen Gadol, that he brings the carbon of the Kohen Gadol. So answers the Gemara, Mishum dekatani gabe nasi, dechiyavar minisiyuso v'achar kachata kehediot maisi. Since we wanted to draw the distinction when it came to the Nasi, that by the Nasi, if he does the Avera after he's no longer Nasi, he's not going to bring a special carbon, he'll bring a carbon like a hediot. So as opposed to if he does it while he's still the Nasi and then brings the carbon later, then he brings a special carbon of the Nasi. So we needed to bring both cases to emphasize the difference when it comes to a Nasi. So that's why we say by the Mashiach also, we mentioned the halacha by the case of a Kohen Gadol as well. But in a chinami, from the Seifa, from the halacha in the Seifa regarding the Kohen Gadol, you would know on your own the halacha of the Reisha regarding the Kohen Gadol. The only reason we mention it is to keep it parallel with the case of the Nasi, which we are comparing it to. How do I know that a Kohen Gadol that's no longer Kohen Gadol and then he does his Avera, that he still brings the carbon of a Kohen Gadol? To Tanur Rabban, we have a braisa that darshens as follows. V'hikrav al chataso, melamit shemevi chataso misha avar. That tells you that you bring the carbon chatos even for your previous position, even for what you had done in your previous position. Sheyachal valodit, or even for having once been in your previous position. Sheyachal valodinu, because one might have thought otherwise, one might have thought the following logic. Uma nasi shemevi b'shigas maisa. Ein mevi chatas misha avar. If a nasi that brings the carbon, b'shigas maisa, does not bring his carbon chatas misha avar, does not bring, meaning a nasi who is chayiv a carbon very easily. A nasi, the halacha is, does not need a helim davar to be chayiv a carbon. There's no requirement of any sort of psak or anything like that. He just doesn't have a b'shogeg, and he's chayiv a special carbon. So his special carbon comes very easily, and still the Nasi is Ein Mevi Chatasu Misha Avar, does not have to bring his special carbon for something that after he's no longer the Nasi. So Mashiach She'ein Mevi B'Shigas Maisa. So the Kohen Gadol, who it's more difficult for the Kohen Gadol to be Chayiv the carbon, because the Shigas Maisa alone is not Mechayiv him a special carbon. El Al Helm Davar B'Shigas Maisa. He needs to have an erroneous psak coupled with a Shigas Maisa in order for him to be Chayiv. So the Kol Shkein, all the more so if it's so much more difficult for him to be chayiv a carbon, I would think he for sure does not bring a carbon for things that he did back when he was Kohen Gadol, if he is for things that he does now, just because once upon a time he was a Kohen Gadol. Tam Lomer, that's why we have to have the pasuk. V'ikriv al chataso, melamit shemevi al chataso mishaavar. That tells us the chiddush that a Kohen Gadol brings the carbon, the special carbon of a Kohen Gadol, even though he is no longer the Kohen Gadol. Because one might have thought logically otherwise, a kal v'chomer from the Nasi. So frek the Gemara v'naisi nami Nasi mikal v'chomer. Okay, but now that we know the halach of the Kohen Gadol, so now shouldn't we still use that same logic and apply it backwards to the Nasi? Meaning we should say, look, if the Kohen Gadol, who it's so much more difficult to be mechayiv him his carbon, because he needs helim davar and shigas maisa, and yet we're going to say that he's going to be chayiv a carbon even after he's no longer the Kohen Gadol, so kal v'chomer the Nasi, who it's so much more easy to be mechayiv him his carbon, we should be mechayiv him that carbon even after he is no longer the Nasi. So v'naisi nami Nasi mikal v'chomer, we should apply the kalvachomer backwards the other way. Uma mashiach shein nevi b'shigas ma'isim maybe chatas mishavar. If the kohen gadol who does not bring the carbon b'shigas ma'isa, he needs a helam davar also. Still, he brings it after he's no longer the kohen gadol. Nasi she maybe chatas b'shigas ma'isa. Einu din she maybe chatas mishavar. So a melech who it's so much more easy for him to be chayiv his carbon because all he needs is shigas ma'isa. So all the more so he should bring his carbon even after he's no longer the nasi. Tamalomar, that's why we have a pasuk that says, "Asher nasi yechata, kshu nasi in, kshu hedyotlo." Pasuk says, "Asher nasi yechata," that he only brings his carbon when he's a nasi, does not bring his carbon when he's a hedyot. Okay, new Mishnah. What if you have the reverse case? Not that he's no longer the Kohen Gadol, he's not no longer the Nasi, but that he does the Aver before becoming the Kohen Gadol, before becoming the Nasi. And he has not yet brought his Karban, and now he's the Nasi, now he's the Kohen Gadol. So which Karban does he bring? Does he bring a Karban of Hedyot, or does he bring the Karban of a Kohen Gadol slash Nasi? So Chato HaShalom Nesmanu V'Achak Nesmanu, Harelu Kedyot, as Tanakama says, treated totally like a Hedyot. He's completely like a Hedyot, that's when he did the Avera. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Im Nodel HaMachalon Esmanu Chayavim. Rabbi Shimon says, listen, if he's aware of his Avera before he's appointed to his new position, then he's for sure chayiv like a hedyot. Meaning, then a moda, that if he did the Avera and was aware of the Avera, so he knew he was chayiv a karban, before he got the position of Kohen Gadol or Nasi, so the karban that he brings certainly is going to be that of a hedyot, because that's where the entire chayiv came. Umishin Esmanu Peturim. But if he only became aware of the Avera after he got the position of Kohen Gadol or Nasi, then he's going to be Patur Lagamri. He's not going to bring anything, because in order to be Chayv in the specific Karban, you have to have, according to Rabbi Shimon, you need the Chet and the Yediya to come in the same Parsha, while you're in the same status. And if you have the Chet while you're in one status, and the Yediya while you're in another status, so then it doesn't work. Then you're going to be Patur. Now, Rashi points out that L'chora, Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the previous Mishnah also. If you look at Rashi, Rabbi Shimon Chatov Yediya Bayi, V'hu Adin Depalig Rabbi Shimon Bereisha. Rabbi Shimon would disagree with the previous Mishnah. Katani Nasi Shechata V'Achar Kachaver Migadluso. Maybe Sayer. It says in the ratio of a Nasi sins and then he loses his job, he brings a Sayer. Rabbi Shimon Ka'amar Nami. Rabbi Shimon would say no. De Im Noda Lo Misha Avar. Look, if he sins while he's the Kohen Gadol and he's aware that he sinned while he's the Kohen Gadol, then Einochinami. Then I'll agree, says Rabbi Shimon, that he'll have to bring the carbon of the Kohen Gadol. Dein maybe Sayer the Chet of Yedia by Kishu Nasi. But let's say he sins while he's the Kohen Gadol and is only becomes aware of the sin when he's no longer the Kohen Gadol. Well, in that case, the Rabbi Shimon says he's not going to be chayv anything, because you need the chet and the yediya at the same time, and you don't have that over here. Then the Mishnah says what we probably, again, as I said yesterday, this Masechta is a Masechta where it really, every Masechta this is true of, but especially with Orios, it really pays to learn every single Mishnah Masechta Orios before we even open up the Gemara, because there are so many terms and basic concepts and basic chiyuvim of karbanos that appear in later Mishnayos that the Gemara deals with, assuming, of course, you know what we're talking about previously. So this we actually did have before, but the Mishnah says, Ezu hu nasi. We keep referring to Hunasi. Who's the Nasi? So the Mishnah says, Zem Melech. The Nasi is the Melech. Shenem ar b'chol mitzvos Hashem Elokav. And we darshin, She'in al gabav Ela Hashem Elokav. That the Nasi is the person, the one person in Klal Yisrael, who the only one he has to answer to, the only one that's above him, is Hashem Elokav. Now it's interesting, I told you that Rashi holds that Rabbi Shimon would disagree with the Reisha also. And Rabbi Shimon holds that the key is, you need the Chet and the Yediyah to come while he's in one status. However, the Yerushalmi says that the reason for Rabbi Shimon that he potters the Nasi after he's already, if let's say the Nasi did the Avera before, and then after he becomes the Nasi, he realizes that he did the Avera, says the reason that that he patters him, says the Yerushalmi, is because Aliyasa L'Gedula is Mechaperlo. The fact that he was appointed to a higher position, that serves as his Kapara. If that's the Svar of Rabbi Shimon, then he clearly does not disagree with the previous Mishnah, because it's got nothing to do with the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah, he went down Migadlusa. That's not Mechaper. The Kapara is Aliyasa L'Gdulasa. That was always the assumption that when a person is Ola L'Gdula, is the Gemara tells us somewhere, I forget where, maybe in Shabbos, the Gemara says when a person is Ola L'Gdula, they're Mechaper Noal Kalavanosav. They're Mechaper all of his Averas. That might be why a Chassan has a mini Yom Kippur on the day of his wedding, because it's considered an Aliyah L'Gdula. Chassan is Dome L'Melech. It's Ki'ilu, he became the Melech. Melech. So it's like a mini Yom Kippur for anyone who's Ola L'Gdula, and that's why he no longer needs to bring the Karban. Nothing to do with Chet V'Yediyah Ke'echad, with doing the Avera and realizing the Avera all at the same time. Okay, so we're at the Gemara, and Daf Yudam and Aleph, says the Gemara, right after the Mishnah, Minani Mili. How do we know that this is true, what we said in our Mishnah, that if he does the Avera before he becomes either the Nasi or the Kohen Gadol, and the Tanakama holds that he's still going to have that even though he now has become the Nasi of the Kohen Gadol, he's still only going to be Chayiv the Karban like a Hediot. The Tanu Rabban, we have a Braisa. Im HaKohen HaMashiach Yachata Prat L'Kodmos. It says that if the Kohen HaMashiach of the Kohen Gadol does an Avera, excluding Averas that he had done previously. The special Karban of a Kohen Gadol is only for Averas that he had done as a Kohen Gadol. Averas that he had done prior to becoming Kohen Gadol, that's excluded from the Parsha. Valodinu, and now this Valodinu, we take out the word Sheyachal, because this Valodinu supports the idea that we just said. It doesn't contradict the idea that we just said. Previously, on the top of the Amud, the Vahalodinu was, because you would have thought otherwise, I need a pasuk to tell me this. Over here we're saying, no, logically this makes sense. Vahalodinu. If the king, who it's easy to be mechayev a king, a karban, all he needs is a shigas maisa. Still, you're not mechayev him for sins that he had done prior to becoming king. Mashiach shein mevi al halam davar im shigas maisa. A kohen gadol who it's more difficult to be mechayev him a karban. He needs both an erroneous psak and a shigas maisa. Ein odin shlo yavi al kodmos. So certainly should not be chayev on prior sins. So says Marlo, not so pashut that's the logic. Because in Amarta Benasi, if you're going to say that a Nasi doesn't bring a carbon on Kodmos, on prior sins, Shekein Ein Mevi Chataso Misha'avar. Because a Nasi does not bring Chataso Misha'avar, doesn't bring carbon Chatas, when he loses the status of the Nasi, doesn't bring the special carbon of a Nasi when he's no longer the Nasi. That was the first Mishnah in the Perek. That's the Mishnah that we started with. Tamar b'Mashiach she'mevi chatasu mishavar. Would you then say the same thing about a Kohen Gadol, who we know still brings his special carbon as a Kohen Gadol, even after losing the job as the Kohen Gadol? So, hol maybe chatasu mishavar yavi al kodmos. Maybe one is a function of the other. If anyone who would still bring their special carbon when they lost the job after they're already yored migadlusam, so would also bring their special carbon when they're all migadlusam from an avera that they had done prior to getting the job. Even after they have received the job, Tamal Omar Hamashiach Yachata. That's why I need the pasuk. The pasuk says Mashiach Yachata Chet Kshu Mashiach Mevi Kshu Hediot Ein Mevi. If he does the avera while he is the Kohen Gadol, that's when he brings his special carbon as a Kohen Gadol. But if he did the avera when he was a Hediot, when he was not the Kohen Gadol, he does not bring the special carbon. V'tanya Nami Gabe Nasi Ki Agavna. We have a very similar brisa in regard to the Melech. Asher Nasi Yachata Prat L'Kodmos. Pasuk says Asher Nasi Yachata tells me that if he did an Avera while he was a Hediot, he does not bring the special Karban when he is a Nasi. Valodinu, and it's logical. Ma Mashiach shemevi chatosu misha'avar. Eino mevi ala kodmos. If the Kohen Gadol, who does bring his chatos misha'avar, and something that after he loses his job as the Kohen Gadol, he still brings his special Karban. Yet he would not bring his special Karban for an Avera that he had done before he became Kohen Gadol. Nasi, so the Melech Shein Mevi Chatasu Misha'avar, who does not still bring his carbon of a Melech after he loses the job as the Melech, Ein Odin Shelo Yavi Al HaKodmos, all the more so should not bring the carbon for that which he had done prior to ever becoming the Melech. So Mal Mashiach Shekein Ein Mevi B'Shigas Maisa, but you could say no, that's not really a Kalvachomer, because the Kohen Gadol doesn't. It's more difficult to be Mechayev Kohen Gadol carbon because he doesn't bring just on Shigas Maisa. Tomer Benasi Shemei. Maybe b'shigas ma'isa, but a king does bring just for shigas ma'isa without any helim davar or anything. So hol maybe b'shigas ma'isa yavi ala kodmos. So you would think, look, if it's so easy to be mechayev the king the korban in the sense that he doesn't even need a helim davar, all he needs is shigas ma'isa. So maybe it's logical that he should bring the korban ala kodmos as well for averus that he had done prior to becoming the king. Tamal omer asher nasi yachta shechata v'areu nasi. That's what the pasuk says. Asher nasi yachta. That we're talking about someone who sinned while he is a nasi. But if he had sinned while he was still a Hediot, then he is not included in the special Karban that is prescribed for a Nasi. Fine, period. That's the end of major drushos from Pesukim. From here on, the Gemara is going to shift into a little bit of Agadita. We deserve it after going through 10 blood of Horios. So a little bit of Agadita. So it says in Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Asher Nasi Yechata Yachol Gzeira. Pasuk says, Asher Nasi Yechata. That means that there's a Gzeira that he's going to sin. So frek the Gemara. So says the Gemara, Tamil Lomer, that's why the Pasuk says, Im Kohen HaMashiach Yechata. If the Kohen Gadol sits, Mala Halan Licha Sheyachta, just like by the Kohen Gadol, it's obvious that it's not telling me that he must sin, that there's some sort of Gzeira that he will sin. It's just saying, if he sins, this is what you do. Afkan Licha Sheyachta, so over here also, it's just telling me, if he sins, this is what you go ahead and do. But it's not telling me that there's any sort of Gzeira that he must sin. So Amar Mar, so it says the Gemara, wait, step back for a second. Yachal Gzeira? You would think that there's a gzeira that the king has to sin? Gzeira mehechi tesi. When do you ever have something like that? That there's a gzeira that somebody has to sin? If you look at Rashi, gzeira mehechi tesi, klomar, hechi matzis lemeimar, yachal gzeira, dehecha ashkan gzeira ki agavna. Where do you ever find that there's a gzeira that somebody must sin? It's against one of the core beliefs of Bechira Chavshis, that a person has the ability to choose to do good or not to do good. So gzeira that he must sin? In the Magen Giborim, he says that for sure by Istam ben Adam, it's not possible that he's going to be forced to do an Avera. But he says maybe a Nasi is different. It's sort of like the Lev Malachim Biad Hashem type of idea. That maybe there's makom to say, one might have thought, that maybe, look, you can't, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to make a gzeira that a Nasi is going to do the Avera b'mezid. That's going to be his Bechira Chavshis. But maybe he'll be machshel him b'shogeg as a way of humbling him, and everyone will take mussar to know that, look, if even the Nasi can do the Aver, even if a Melech can make a mistake, then we can make a mistake too. And it's a way of making people a little more cautious. That's what the Havamina is. That's the Havamina. So says Gemara, Amri in, yeah, what do you mean? It's not so crazy that we find that there's a Gezerah someone's going to do an Avera. Ashkechan d'ksiv nasati neged tzras b'beis eretz achuzaschem. Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael and you're going to find tzras in your houses. So Besuri Hilam Shenagayim Baimalim Div Rabbi Yudan. Rabbi Yudan understands that he's telling them the news. This is what's going to happen. It's not like you're going to have a choice. You'll get Saras, you won't get Saras. You will get Saras. You will find Saras in your homes. So even though sounds like it was a Gezerah in advance. Rabbi Shimon Omer Prat Linigay Onsen. Rabbi Shimon says, no, that pasuk is not telling me anything about a Gezerah. It's just telling me that if the Nega came through some sort of Ones, through some sort of crazy event, the way Rashi and the Fichas Shade, the Gemara is going to talk about, where a demon or something blew on the house and it became, it had what looked like tzara'as, so that wouldn't have the status of tumas tzara'as. But lavam Rabbi Yehuda Basura, but you see Rabbi Hud is willing to say that this is the news that they're delivered in advance, that you're going to have tzara'as. So over here as well, if you could say that tzara'as is going to happen and that's a gzeira in advance, so you could say that the sin of a king is going to happen and that's a gzeira in advance. Hilka ksiv im, that's why we need the other pasuk to say the word im, to teach me that it's not predetermined that a melech has to do the avera. So the Acharonim asks the obvious question, how can you compare tzara'as to an avera? Tzara'as is an event that happens, it's an onesh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say, look, this onesh is going to occur, but what does that have to do with predetermining, taking away our Bechir HaChavshis, predetermining that there's going to be an avera? So what they explain is that you have to say that Negoyim are only Bayim al Yisrael when they do averos, meaning we wouldn't have a negat tzara'as absent the avera. There had to have been an avera in order to get a negat tzara'as. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us is you're going to do something to deserve the negat tzara'as as well, not just stam that we're going to have the negat tzara'as. Now it happens to be in the Medrash. The Medrash says that it was actually Basura Tova when he tells him you can have tzara'as on your bayis. Why is it Basura Tova? Because we're going to break open the walls of the homes and we're going to find all the treasures that were hidden in the walls. So it was actually a Basura Tova. But still, nevertheless, tzara'as doesn't come unless there's an avera of some sort. So it's still a basura in regards to an avera. Rabbi Shimon, so the Gemara just goes off on a little bit of a tangent. Rabbi Shimon, nige yonsen milo mitmu. Wait a second. According to Rabbi Shimon, if a nega happens as a result of an onus, like a shade blowing on a house, it doesn't become tamei. V'atanya adam kiyia. The pasuk says adam kiyia min adibur ve'elach. And we darshan, that means only from Kabbalah Satorah and on. Rashi explains the negayim bein b'adam bein b'batim pater behen lefnei adibur. Da'os negayim shiru lefnei adibur ein metamin la'achar adibur. This tells us a drasha. If there was tzara'as before Kabbalah Satara, that tzara'as is not going to be metame now that the Torah was given. It doesn't carry forward just because there was tzara'as before the before Kabbalah Satara. The kasha that a lot of the achronim ask is, what do you mean there was tzara'as before Kabbalah Satara? It's still there after Kabbalah Satara. Bein b'adam Olam, Bein Bibatim, don't we learn that a Kabbalah Satorah, all human beings, all the people, all the Jewish people were cured of all their illnesses? So shouldn't they be cured of their tzaras as well? How do you even have a mitzias that there was tzaras before Kabbalah Satorah that's still there? That's still there after Kabbalah Satorah. So he explains here in the Biurei Hadaf, I don't know who he's quoting, but he's the Chak Nasan, I don't know who that is, who explains that Kodem Adibor means before we learned about Parshas Negaim, which was after Matan Torah. Meaning, before we learned about Parshas Negaim, any tzaras we had was not Matamik, because we didn't know anything about it. Once we learned about Parshas Negaim, but Matan Torah did not happen at the same time that we learned about Parshas Negaim. That's how we understand Lefnei Adibor LaAchar Adibor. But either way, so says the Gemara. Where are we? Yeah. So again, according to Rabbi Shimon, can we say that Nigei Onsin are Matame? We have this drasha that Tumas Tzaras Bifnei Adibor is and Tumas Zav Lefnei Adibor is not going to happen. Is not going to be Matame LaAchar Adibor. Adam Kiyam in Adibor VeElach VeLodinu Tame B'Zav VeTame B'Negayim. So there's a Tumas Zav and there's Tumas Negayim. Ma Zav Min Adibor VeElach Af Negayim Min Adibor VeElach. Just like Tumas Zav is only min adibur ve'elach, so too Tumas Negayim is only after Kabbalah Satorah. So lo, mamarta bezav shekein ein metame ba'ones. But you might say, no, Tumas Zav can't be compared to Tumas Negayim, because Tumas Zav is not metame ba'ones. If a person becomes a Zav means he has some sort of flow come out of his body. We don't know exactly what this is, but there was some type of emission that came out of his body that was not a balkeri. Different type of, not a seminal emission, some other type of emission comes out of his body, and it makes him a Zav. So the halacha is, if a person becomes a Zav because he ate spicy foods, because he jumped up and down too much, because something like that, some event happened that caused it, it's not metame. Zav is not metame ba'ones. So Tomar b'negayim she metame ba'ones, can you then compare that to negayim, which is metame ba'ones? Tamalomar adam kiya min adibur ve'elach. That's why we need a drasha from a pasuk that says that saras is only metame min adibur ve'elach. You cannot derive it from Zav. But what do you see from there? That we're assuming, the underlying assumption is that saras can be metame ba'ones. That saras ba'ones is tzaras. And we just said before that Rabbi Shimon holds that tzaras ba'ones is not tzaras. So Rava Amar Prat L'Nigei Ruchos. Rava says, now there's a difference between different types of onsin. When Rabbi Shimon says Nigei Onsin is not metame, that's talking about Nigei Ruchos, like we said before, that a shade blows on the house or something like that. When we say that Negayim is metame ba'ones, that means that a person got a burn on their skin and it turned into something that looked like tzaras. Something happened to them. They got some sort of, some event occurred to them, but not some spiritual event, a physical event occurred to them, and that's what gave them the tzaras. Rav Papa Amar Prat L'Nigei Kshafim, when he says that Nigei Onsim are not metame, it's talking about if Kishuf was the cause of the nega. Tan Rabbanan, Asher Nasi Yechta Prat L'Chola. Nu Joshua, Pasuk says Asher Nasi Yechta, as opposed to a Chola. Mishum Dav L'Chola Idchi Lemin Siusei. I mean, does that mean to say that when a person becomes sick, he no longer can be the king? A person who becomes sick loses his job as the king? Amar Avdim Barchama Prat L'Nasi Shemitzar. No, it means he has saras. Shenemar Veinaga Hashem Es Hamelech V'yim Mitzora Ad Yom Oso V'yeshem Beis HaChavshes V'yosem Ben Hamelech Al Abayis. So you see, when you become a Mitzora, so then you no longer have the kingship. Midakam Rebbe Beis HaChavshes Mechal Da'ad Hashta Eved Hava. Interesting phraseology to describe someone who used to be the king and now he's a free man. What do you mean? And when he was the king, he was an Eved? He was the king! What do you mean, Eved? So, this is best illustrated by the story of Rav Gamliel and Rabbi Shua, who were going on a boat. These Tanaim were on boats all the time. They were always traveling on boats, either to beseech people on behalf of the Jewish community, to do business. A lot of great stories happened on boats. But how did Rav Gamliel have a pita? Rav Gamliel had some bread with him on the boat. But how did Rabbi Shua have a pita v'sulta? Rabbi Yeshua had some bread. He also had some flour, in case he ran out of bread, to make some more. So, shalom pita to Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel's bread ran out. Samech hasulta to Rabbi Yeshua, and he needed to use Rabbi Yeshua's flour in order to live. So Rav Gamliel says to Rabbi Yeshua, how did you know we were going to take so long that the bread wouldn't last? And that because bread obviously spoils before flour does. How did you know that we were going to be gone for so long? It wasn't supposed to be such a big trip. How did you predict the delays that you knew to bring flour, that you came so prepared? Amalei said, once every 70 years, there's a comet that comes up in the sky, and the people who travel on the boats, the sailors, rely on the sky for direction in which where they're going, and the comet confuses them, and they tend to get lost. So I figured, you know, it's about around the 70-year mark, so it's going to come right around now, and it may cause us to get lost. Amle kolkach biyadcha va'ata ol besvinis. Did you realize how ahead of your time you are in terms of your scientific knowledge? Haley's comet, or whatever. Right? You knew all that, and you need to travel in a boat to make a parnasa. You should open up shop somewhere and just, I don't know, spew wisdom and charge for it. How do you not have a parnasa? You need to travel on a boat. Samalei achat tamalei tamal shnei talmidim shiyesh l'chavi abasha. He says, you think I'm impressive? Do you know who sits in front of you in shir every day? What your talmidim are like? Your talmidim are even more special. Reb Lezer Chasma, Reb Yochanan ben Gudgada. Reb Lezer Chasma, Reb Yochanan ben Gudgada are even smarter than I am. Sheyodim l'shar kamet tipos yesh b'yam. They could tell you how many drops of water there are in the ocean. They're that smart. They're able to figure out such a calculation. I don't know how big the drops, what defines a drop. But still, they're poor as dirt. They can't afford anything. They don't have any food to eat. They don't have any clothing to wear. And they're brilliant. So it doesn't always work that way, that he who is smartest is always richest. We see that all the time. So Nasan Daito Lo Shivan Barosh. So he decided, you know what? If I have two Talmidim who are so brilliant, I'm going to put them in the front of the classroom. It used to be the way they would set up the classroom. It wouldn't be so politically correct nowadays, but the way they would set up the classroom is the smartest guy would be in the front, and they would go down in order at a Rebbe in second grade. They used to do that to us. They would give us numbers, and and he would make a big deal out of like number 29 and number 30 being the, and everyone would point and laugh, and that was part of the old procedure. Yeah, it was very good for everybody. That's the way they used to be. So he figured, I'll put these guys in the front. So Nasan Daito L'Shivim Barosh, he said, I'm going to put them in the front. So when he got off of the boat, so he sent a message, I want these Talmidim to come, and they didn't come. Chazav Shalach, he sent again a message, I want you to come. Uba'u, and this time they came. Amr Lehem, he said to them, Kumadumanatem, Shesrara Nino Sin Lechem. What, you didn't want to come because you're afraid, you want to run away from honor, and you think I'm giving you some sort of honor? Avdus anino sein lechem. You should know I'm not giving you any honor. I'm giving you avdus. That when you become a melech, it's not that when you become an important person, a leader in Klal Yisrael, it's avdus. You're becoming an eved to the tzibor. That's the hashkafa that you need to have. It's not that you're achieving some sort of srara. That's what I mentioned last night at the Malava Malka, that when we asked a fellow who had worked in Hollywood what the difference is between the Hollywood gedolim and the gedolim of Klal Yisrael, so the Hollywood gedolim, when they meet a person, they think, what can that person do for me? When a gadol b'Yisrael meets a person, they think, what can I do for the person? You're an eved. You work for the people. Shenemar v'yedabrei lev lemar, im ayom tia eved la'amazeh. That today you will become an eved to this people. And that's the way a gadol b'Yisrael, that's the way a leader b'Yisrael has to view his position. Tan rabbanan, asher nasi yechta. The pasuk says, asher nasi yechta, that the nasi doesn't have eira. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Ashrei hador shanasi shalom maybe carbon al shigaso. How fortunate is the generation that the king of that generation, that the king who's serving that in that time period, has to bring a carbon for doing an avera b'shogeg. Why? Because im nasi shalom maybe carbon tzarech atalomer ma'u hediot. Because if the nasi, if the king brings a carbon, so then you got to imagine that if the king is willing to humble himself to bring a carbon and to admit that he had done something wrong, so then the hediotos, the regular people, all the more so, will be willing to admit and ready to admit when they had done something wrong. V'imal shigigaso may be carbon, and if you bring a carbon when he does something b'shogeg, which means he was contrite, he was upset, he was willing to go through the process of tshuva for what he had done wrong, even though all he had done was a shogeg. When most people, when they do something b'shogeg, say, what do you mean? It was just an accident. I don't have to feel bad for it. And still he feels bad about it and he wants to bring a karban. So tzarech atalom or malz dono. Can you imagine if he doesn't have eir b'mezid, how badly he'd feel and how much more so he would be interested in achieving a kapara? So fortunate is such a generation. So the Achronim asks, the Be'er Sheva asks, why does Rabbi Yochanan say Ashrei Hador? Isn't the Ashrei and the Nasi himself? That the it doesn't even say the Dor in the Pasuk. It doesn't say anything about the generation in the Pasuk. It's the Nasi himself who displays this courage and the strength of character to bring the carbon and to atone for what he had done wrong. So Be'er Sheva explains that you can't say the Osher is in the Nasi himself and say Ashrei HaNasi that brings the carbon, because the Pasuk says Gam b'lo das nefesh lo tov. And therefore the Osher is not mitzad himself, it's mitzad that he causes the door to learn from him, and they're going to make this kal v'chomer. I mean, you can't say Ashrei about somebody who did an Avera and say, oh, how lucky he is that he did an Avera. But how fortunate a generation is when they see someone great sin and then do tshuva for it. That's a great fortune for the generation. It's never a great fortune for a person to do an Avera. There's no such thing. It's unfortunate that a person does an Avera. But if he goes and gets a kapara for it, that's a great fortune for the entire generation. Also, he says, when the coin, by the coin Mashiach, it says, that the Kohen Mashiach who sins, it reflects poorly on the entire generation. So he says, Mistam, if that's true, that the Kohen Gadol sins, it reflects poorly on the entire generation, because everyone is taloy in the Kohen Gadol to be mechaper for them and to daven for them, and if he messes up, so then it's bad for the whole generation. So Mistam, it works in the reverse as well, that if he does something good, it's good for the whole generation. Maskevla Rava Bered Rava Elamayata Dixiv Vesa Sharchato Min Hakodesh Yishalem. He says, wait a second. How did you darshan this pasuk? Asher Nasi Echata. You said Asher is a lashon of Ashrei. How fortunate that Asher is. You're implying that whenever the Torah used the word Asher, it means that something really great happened. So it's the Maskev Rava Bered Rava Elamayata Dixiv Ves Asher Chata Min Hakodesh Yishalem Ubrav Ben Nevat Dixiv Bei Asher Chata VAsher Echati. Great things! Hachinami da Ashrei Adaru? Why, you mean that when people do sins, and when Yeravim ben Nevat was a horrible person and did horrible things, that was great in some way? So says Gemara, no. Shaini hachad shani krabi diburei. Over here it's different. When we talk about Asher Nasi Echata, it shouldn't have used the word Asher. Because in all the other psukim it says, Im kaladas Yisrael Yishku, Im hakoin HaMashiach, Im Nefesh. And Dafka in this one pasuk, it said Asher, so that going, because it used a word that was a little bit unusual, it was out of the ordinary, that's why we're able to make such a drasha. But typically in Torah, Asher does not mean Ashrei. Darash Rav Nachum Rav Chisda, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Yesh Hevel, pasuk in Koheles rather, Yesh Hevel Asher Nasa La'aretz, and the pasuk goes on to say, "Asher yesh tzaddikim asher magia aleim kamasa rishayim v'yesh rishayim asher magia aleim kamasa tzaddikim." That rishayim get what tzaddikim deserve, and tzaddikim get what rishayim deserve. That is amarti shgamze hevel. That's also hevel, but that happens all the time. What does it mean? Rishayim get what tzaddikim deserve. Tzaddikim get what rishayim deserve. So ashrayim l'tzaddikim shemagia aleim kamasa rishayim shalom haba ba'olam hazeh. Fortunate is the tzaddik who gets what the rasha deserves in olam haba. Such a tzaddik who gets that in Olam Hazeh is very fortunate. Because what you see, what's happening to him is he's getting punished in Olam Hazeh, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is getting all of the little averos out of the way in Olam Hazeh, so that when he gets to Olam Haba, everything's going to be great. And woe unto the Rasha that experiences an Olam Hazeh that's too enjoyable. If he gets what the tzaddik deserves in Olam Haba, in Olam Hazeh, then such a Rasha is in big trouble, because there's going to be no zuchuyos left for him when he gets to Olam Haba. That's one of the answers that's given in the Gemara Maseches Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Hey or so, the Gemara says that the question was asked, why is it tzaddik v'ralo Rasha v'tovlo? Why is it that tzaddikim suffer? And so one of the answers is, we don't know. One of the answers is this, that tzaddikim sometimes suffer because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to give them all their punishments in this world so that they'll be able to have all the zechuyos ready for them in Olam Haba. Amar Rava, atu tzaddiki yachli trei almi misani lehu. So says Gemara, does that mean to say that if a tzaddik is experiencing a good Olam Hazeh, that's bad news? Is that a bad thing if he experiences goodness in both worlds? So Elam Rava Ashrayim L'Tzadikim Shemagia Aleim Kamasa Rishayim Shalom Hazeh B'Olam Hazeh. Now, fortunate is the tzaddik who gets what a Russian normally gets in Olam Hazeh, which is good times, in this world. Oylem L'Rishayim Shemagia Aleim Kamasa Tzadikim Shalom Hazeh B'Olam Hazeh. And woe unto the Russia that experiences bad times in this world, because if he's experiencing bad times in this world, it means he's never going to have a Menuchas Nefesh. This world, next world, it's all going to be bad for him. Rav Papa Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua Asul Kamed Rava. Rav Papa Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua came in front of Rava. Amar Lahu Ukimta Maseches Plan Masechta Plan. So Rava right away said to them, did you learn this Masechta, that Masechta? Amar Lay In. So they said, yeah, absolutely, we learned both of those Masechtas. So that's what the Achronim explained. What kind of question? Did you learn this Masechta, that Masechta? What's he asking them about? So the Achronim explained that there were prerequisites in order to be able to get into the yeshiva. You had to learn certain things in advance. So he was saying to them, that's what the Gemara is going to say later on Daf Yud Beis, that Rav Misharshia says to his children, when you want to go to learn in front of Rava a certain Masechta, you have to first make sure you know all the Mishnah is cold. You have to make sure you come in prepared, that you know everything in advance. It's not that you could just walk in and expect, knowing nothing, that he's going to educate you from the ABCs. You have to have the ABCs down so that he could start. You can start going weiter. It's like there are many, you know, that's what shiurim and yeshivas are supposed to be like. The talmidim sit and prepare, so they prepare the learning that they know the sugya well enough that they're ready to follow the more advanced discussions relating to the learning. So he said, did you learn these masechtas? They said, yeah, absolutely. So he says, tarisu porta, to put away a little money so that you can sit and learn for a while. You saved up a little bit. So I'm late in. They said, yeah, dezavim katina dara. We had a little piece of land. We sold the real estate at a profit, and it worked out okay. So we have. we have what to live off of. So kari alayu Hashem letzadikim shemagiyah leim k'mar sar Hashem shabol mazeh bol mazeh. He says, wow, fortunate tzadikim who get what Rishayim normally get in Olam Hazeh, which is money, and you got that in Olam Hazeh also. So you're such great tzadikim, you're zochah to this world, the next world, it's fantastic. Amar Rabba Bar Bachan Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Maidich Siv ki Yisham Darkei Hashem tzadikim yalchu bam uposhim yikash lubam. What does the pasuk mean when it says that the ways of the Ribbono Shalom are yashar, tzadikim will walk in them, and the poshim, the sinners, will stumble in them? So it means as follows. Mashal Shnei Bnei Adam Shatzolu Pischeim. It's like two people who roast their carbon Pesach. Echad achlo l'shem mitzvah, ve'echad achlo l'shem achila gasa. One of them eats it for the sake of a mitzvah, and one of them eats it for the sake of achila gasa. Meaning they both have their carbon Pesach. One of them eats it when he's for the mitzvah purpose. The other one eats it just because he likes the food, and he eats it even though he's not even hungry. The one who eats it for the sake of the mitzvah, so he's a tzaddik. That's called tzaddikim yelchubam. The same exact act. They're both doing the same thing. You look at them, you can't tell the difference. But one of them is tzaddikim yelchubam. The one who eats it as an achilagasa, that's poshim yikashlubam. That's terrible. Some of the Rish Lakish, Rasha Karisalei, the guy's eating Korban Pesach. Really? You're going to call that an act of rishos? Maybe it's not the best, but come on, he's eating Korban Pesach. You're going to call that poshim yikash lubam? Tosos asks from Maseches Nazir, Daf Chav Gimel, wait a second, is it really a mitzvah to eat Korban Pesach achil gasa? The Gemara in Yuma says that if a person eats on Yom Kippur achil gasa, he's pater from the aver of eating on Yom Kippur, because achila gasa is lo shmei achila. It's not called the maisa achila when you're eating achila gasa. So how could that be a mitzvah? What do you mean mitzvah miyakavit? He didn't do a mitzvah. The mitzvah is achila sakarban. So it says shnei mina achilas gasa siyesh. There are two types of achilas gasa. Sometimes you're full, you don't need any more, but there's always room for jello. You know, you could have a little bit more. And sometimes you're so full that the thought of food makes you want to vomit, and you eat anyway. So if you get to that point, that's not even called an achila. Such an achila in Yom Kippur is not Shaykh. That's not going to be called an Avera on Yom Kippur nor a mitzvah when it comes to a mitzvah sachila. Beis Halevi in the Tshuva says different. Beis Halevi says Korban Pesach is unique. Korban Pesach is not only a mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach, there's an additional mitzvah by Korban Pesach, sheyehein ne'echal, that it will get eaten, meaning that it will be ingested, that there won't be anything left over, which is true of all Korbanos. Korban Pesach is unique in that there's also a mitzvah sachila that you should do a maisa achila of a kezayis. So he says that's what the Gemara is saying. Granted, you didn't do the mitzvah in a Mufchar, you didn't do the mitzvah sachila, but the mitzvah sheyehei ne'echal, that's done. At least you got rid of it. At least you ingested it. So anyway, Ella, so what does it mean, tzadikim yachlub bam poshim yikash lubam? The following. Mashal shnei b'nei adam zeh ishto v'achosim mo b'bayis, zeh ishto v'achosim mo b'bayis. A guy is sleeping and he has his sister and his wife both sleeping in the same room as him. Echon is damne lo ishto v'echon is damne lo achoso. So one guy ends up sleeping with his wife and the other one ends up sleeping with his sister because it was dark. He didn't see who was who. So zeshen is damne lo ishto tzadikim yalchubam. The one who ended up with his wife, tzadikim yalchubam. Zeshen is damne lo achoso poshim yukashlubam. And the one who ended up with his sister, that's poshim yukashlubam. Frankly, Gemara, mi dami. Anan kamrim chada derech v'acha shnei drachim. Isn't the whole idea that two people are doing the same exact act and one of them is a poshea, one of them is a tzaddik? Over here, one guy is sleeping with his sister, one guy is sleeping with his wife. That's not the same exact act at all. That's two different maisim. Ela mashal lelot v'shtei benosav. It's more like Lot and his two daughters. Heinchen is kavan l'shem mitzvah tzadikim yelchubam. They who are having kavan l'shem mitzvah, that's tzadikim yelchubam. Hushen is kavan l'shem aveiru poshim yikashulbam. He who is having negative intentions, that's poshim yikashulbam. Same act. V'dilma hu nami l'shem mitzvah mechavin. How do you know that he was having kavan l'shem aveira? Maybe it was l'shem mitzvah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan kol pasuk hazeh l'shem aveira ne'amar. The terminology of the pasuk gives away that it's clearly shem aveira. Vayis alot relates to vatisa eshes adona vaseinaha of eshes potifar. Es einav vayomer shimshon osa kachli ki ishar beinai relates to Shimshon's desire for plishti women. Vayar osa shchem ben chamar relates to shchem taking away dina. Es kol kikar yardein ki baadi shazona ad kikar lechem, referring to zona. Ki kula mashke elcha achrei ma'avai nosin lechem yemeim etzmar pishle shmane vishakuyai. Each phrase in the pasuk relates to another Avera. I v'amenas anus, but it wasn't his fault. He was an anus. Lot was drunk and they took advantage of him. So Tanu Mishum Rav Yossi Bar Rabbi Choni, Lama Nakud al Vav Shebekuma Shebekira, why is there a Nakuda on the Vav of the getting up of the Bechira, the older daughter, after she had slept with him, to tell you that although Lot was unaware while he was sleeping with her what was going on, afterwards he knew exactly what happened. But still, but by then it was too late. What was he supposed to do? Maybe the next night he shouldn't have gotten so drunk. Next night he should have learned his lesson. Darsh Rava or Rabba, Darash Rava, it says, Maiduch Sivis, Ach Nifsha Mikirias Oz Medin Kavriya Harmon, Ach Nifsha Mikirias Oz Zelot Shapirish Me Avraham, that the brother who separates from the strength, that's Lot separating from Avraham Avinu. Bad decision. Bad decision. Umidyanim Kavriya Harmon, Shitum Midyanim Ben Yisola Amon, who made this great separation between, and made fights between the Jews and Amon. Shenemar, Lo Yava Amoni Moavi, Bikal Hashem, as a result of his actions, and Amoni and Moavi is not allowed to enter the Kila, is not allowed to join together with Klal Yisrael. Okay, well, I guess we'll stop there. Okay. The last stop is short. We'll make it up there.